listener production.
Hello, Emma Griffiths at your news briefing. Heavy falls in Sydney have now turned to tragedy, with a man drowning after his boat capsized on the Parramatta River in the city's inner west. 15 evacuation orders and warnings are in place as Sydney and the Illawarra basins undergo a major downpour. The Weather Bureau's issued a moderate to major flood warning for the Nepean, Hawkesbury and Collar Rivers. New South Wales Emergency Services Minister Steph Cook says the state's facing danger on several fronts.
Flash flood. Flooding, riverine flooding and coastal erosion. So if you live anywhere between Newcastle and Batemans Bay, please don't be caught unaware. This is a life-threatening emergency situation. If you know your local community is prone to flooding, be prepared to evacuate and at short notice.
Australia has officially surpassed the grim milestone of 10,000 COVID-19 deaths. The nation's total now stands at 10,008. A bus on the way to the New South Wales snowfields has rolled, trapping 9 people inside. The vehicle reportedly lost control on a bend on Kosciuszko Road just after 10 this morning. The extent of their injuries is not yet known. And up to 4 people have been rescued off WA's northwest coast after their boat was struck by a wave. It happened about 55 kilometres off the coast of Carnarvon, with 2 people believed to be seriously injured. Emergency services have brought all 4 people back to shore and paramedics are now on scene.
Listener.